Six individuals from Juneau, Alaska have been arrested and charged in connection to a drug trafficking ring, which conspired to distribute methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine between July 2017 and May 2021. They are also being charged with firearm offenses in connection with the drug trafficking. Those charged are David Powers, age 50, Janelle Davis, a.k.a. Janelle Ellis, age 48, Keone Bischoff, age 41, Catherine DeMars, a.k.a. Catherine McCoy, age 50, Eliza Nicole Coyle, age 35, and Lorvin Utapa, age 33. According to court documents, over the last 4 years, Powers and Davis obtained drugs in Washington and distributed them across southeast Alaska using cell phones to connect with buyers. Bischoff, DeMars, Coyle, and Utapa were members of the drug ring who assisted Powers and Davis in obtaining and distributing the controlled substances. The group also acquired a variety of firearms, including 7 pistols, 7 rifles, and a shotgun, many of which had silencers. Investigators also found a suspected selector switch, which could potentially be used to convert a handgun into a machine gun. Other items found include numerous rounds of ammunition, additional silencer parts, laser sights, and various firearm parts and accessories. If convicted, the individuals face a maximum sentence of lifetime in prison, up to a lifetime of supervised release, and a fine of up to $10 million. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The Federal Bureau of Investigations, the Juneau Police Department, Alaska State Troopers, Drug Enforcement Administration, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, United States Coast Guard Investigative Services, and United States Postal Inspector Services are members of the Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs Task Force that are investigating the case. This case is part of Project Safe Neighborhoods, a program bringing together all levels of law enforcement and the communities they serve to reduce violent crime and make our neighborhoods safer for everyone.